Blog Talk Radio.
To the north at 16 miles per hour. As the storm heads to the north and east, it is slowly weakening, but still significant amount of wind damage will be felt all across central and northern Louisiana. We have had wind gusts of 80, 85 miles per hour in central Louisiana.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane Laura will still be a hurricane, even when you get up to Shreveport, right on the Arkansas border.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has just confirmed a fire is now burning at a chemical plant in his state. Hurricane Laura has weakened into Category 1, but continues to produce damaging winds and flooding rainfall, spreading inland over portions of Louisiana. I'm Mike Moss. The Federal Reserve has announced a significant change in how it manages interest rates by saying it plans to keep rates near zero, even as inflation has exceeded the Fed's 2% target level. The change signifies the Fed is prepared to tolerate a higher level of inflation than it generally has seen in the past. And it means that borrowing rates for households and businesses, for everything from auto loans to home mortgages to corporate expansion, likely will remain ultra low for years to come. U.S. economy shrank at an alarming annual rate of nearly 32% in the April to June quarter as it struggled under the weight of the viral pandemic, the sharpest quarterly drop on U.S. record. Another 1 million American workers filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 245 points. I'm Mike Watts.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies again today. High temperatures, a little warmer, around 77, 78, maybe 79 in selected areas. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures dropping back down to about 55. For Friday, Saturday, and for Sunday, much of the same. High temperatures in the mid-70s with clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Stay tuned for Lisa Ann stepping in for Dr. Pat here on KKNW and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lisa Ann, and I am filling in for Dr. Pat today. And I have a show called Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. So today, we're going to have kind of a fun show. So what I want to do today is we're going to talk about the ABCs of angels. Now, this is not going to be an overly religious type of situation. It's just going to be, you know what, you've got some really fun people on your side of the fence. And my job is to kind of make sure that you know who they are. So when you need them, you can actually do that. But one of the things that I always do before when I get started is I always pull a card for the day, and I'm just using one of my decks here, and we have a message, so whenever you hear this, it is timeless. So we have what I call the trickster card. So it's this lovely fox, for those of you that can't see it, and basically it says that there is somebody around you or in your life that maybe isn't telling the truth. There's maybe some things that are a little out of whack and your red flags are going up. And that is a sign for you just to pay attention to those so that you can nip it in the bud. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. So we all have angels that work all around us. They're working with us, for us, and they're here to help us. Some of them are actually earthbound angels, and some of them are actually in the etheric realm. So what we're going to talk about, though, is who are they? What do they do? I mean, look, just cutting to even towards the end of the show, we've got runner angels. They'll go find you a parking spot. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is some of those fun things. Anyway, just a couple of big guns are the Ascended Masters. The Ascended Masters are, they choose to stay here on the earth plane to help humanity. They've decided to hang back. They are just these really strong presences in our lives, and some of people have heard of them. Two of them are Jesus and Saint Germain, but they come back to this world over and over again, and they keep the knowledge. So, you know, we all talk about, I only knew what I knew now and go backwards. Well, guess what? They actually do. So you'll notice that some of these people are actually like an old soul. So if you ever ran into somebody and they're going, you just talk to them, you're like, you are such an old soul. That is somebody that has chosen to return to the earth plane. They're not instantly old, but their wisdom and how they handle things definitely keeps them feeling like they're a little bit old, and they just are wise beyond their years. Not all of us are on the same spiritual level, and because of that, we're not all born at the same time. It's not like we all came in with a mass entrance and a mass exit. So because of that, they do have ascended masters that are actually in different levels of life so that they can affect people. So, you know, it doesn't make sense to have an ascended master that maybe talks to a child, because a child wouldn't understand the language yet. But then again, a child would, you know, sat down and talked to, you know, your grandparents, your grandparents would probably have a few choice words for them. So, it's probably are that you have met one of them before and you've come across them and you didn't even know it. So some of the things that they have that you might be aware of is, precognition. And that is kind of, they know things before they happen, but it's things about the future. They are healers. They talk about healing. They are in the healing professions a lot of times, and that is physical, emotional, and spiritual type of healing. They have telepathy. So you know what, if you, and I know some of us that have, you know, significant others, you can actually like look at them and just give them the look, and they know what you're talking about. They're master manifestors. Man, they just barely blink and it's there for them. And you know what? They've done the work, and that's why they are rewarded in that case. They're not doing any of this, though, for ego and gain. There's some people in history, though, that have acquired some of these kind of skills that have been abusive to it. So people like Hitler, Stalin, Saddam Hussein, and I'm sure everybody's got a master list of people that they could fill in, but those are just some in history that basically are telling us that, you know what, these people were utilizing it for the wrong purpose, and they let their ego get in the way. So, but the ones that are here that are the Ascended Masters are the ones that are always doing good. How can you reach them? You want to sit down and say, all right, you know what, I'm going straight to the big guys. I'm going straight to the boss. Meditate. I know I say this every time I'm on the show, but if you sit down and just calm your mind and say, I would like to talk to some of my ascended masters, you might be surprised that you might get an answer. And just don't discount what you get. Next up, we're going to talk about archangels. Now, I got to tell you, I use my archangels all the time. And I say that in a loving way because they have taught me a lot of things. It is not a free ride just because you know who they are. But some of my favorites, I just have been helped upside down and backwards. It's been wonderful to have them, to know that they are there. When you're in a troubled spot, just to know that you could lean on them is just amazing. And I call them the big chiefs. They all do show up to assist in different areas of your life at different times, and all of them are healers, but they're here. They are there. They're like the top angels. They're very powerful, and they also watch over other angels. So there's top seven that most people talk about and have heard of, and some of these might be new to you, and some of them are throughout history in all different religions. So one of my favorites is Archangel Michael. So they've got statues of him, and he's holding a sword, and he's got his breastplate on, and he's like, I'm going to war for you. Personally, love this guy. He is the one that's going to go to war for you. He shows up with a shield to do battle. If you're tired, he helps to cut those negative and energetic cords that are draining you. And he blocks people from getting to you. So like when I say my prayers in the morning, I always say, thank you, Archangel Michael, for continuing to block people, not for my highest and best. He's actually one of the angels for and one of the leaders of mercy and justice. Next up is Raphael. Had to use Raphael for quite a while there, but he is in charge of healing, and he deals with energetic healing. He deals with healing with your heart. He helps with emotional issues, addictions, physical injury, travelers. He will assist in healing your heart. So if you've got a broken heart from a relationship, he might be somebody that you would actually want to ask for some help. You've broken a bone, you want clear guidance and help to heal those. You know somebody is struggling, you can ask Archangel Raphael to please step in and give comfort to somebody else that is having a hard time or struggling with something. So the next one that we've got is Ariel. And no, this is not Ariel from The Little Mermaid, but this is Ariel. Is in charge of plants and elements of the world and animals. And when you admire plants and flowers, even the storm clouds, this is Archangel Ariel. She's in charge of conserving the environment, and she's very much happy when you turn around and you admire something. When you stop and smell the roses, you are honoring her. But you could actually turn around and say, you know, I need my plants to grow. I need, the environment is nourishing, and her job is to make sure that the plants get watered and to make sure that the environment is safe and workable for you. So the next one we've got is Jophiel, and Jophiel maintains beauty and appreciates beauty. You've got some negative thoughts, Jophiel will help. Having bad vibes and need to shake, just get rid of them. Jophiel will help you with that. Jophiel also helps with anxiety and misunderstanding. So if you feel like you're really anxious about something, ask Jophiel to please come in and help. The next one that we've got is Archangel Shamiel. And Archangel Shamiel is peace and strength when you don't feel like you've got much left. Has anybody else ever hit the wall and you're like, I can't do this? This is what Archangel Shamiel can come in to help you with. Have you lost your keys? Have you lost your wallet? Anxiety, misunderstandings. Archangel Shamiel will actually help you to get rid of those, dissipate some of the energy in it, and help you to have clear sight to find what you're looking for, whether that be a solution or energy. Then we've got Archangel Gabriel, and Gabriel is the messenger angel. Spoken or unspoken messages can be delivered and working through Archangel Gabriel. And Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel also works with conception, pregnancy, teachers, counselors, helps you find your passion, helps you to feel stronger in a situation. You know, you're going in to ask for that big raise. You know what? You're going to definitely need some extra strength to go in, and you have to maybe have a tough conversation with somebody. That is the kind of conversation that you would ask Archangel Gabriel to please come in and give you strength to help you so that you feel comfortable and confident going forward. And the seventh one that we've got is Archangel Azrael. Now, Azrael has actually been called, in some cases, the angel of death. Not the case. Archangel Azrael will